It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. Who did the world of professional wrestling recruit as the ultimate heel? Forming the Dangerous Alliance and body slammed his way into immortality?
Yo, Paulie!
When Atlas needed a break from holding up the world, who did the gods of Mount Olympus beckon?
Yo, Paulie!
Now, this worldly ex-grappler has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, thank the gods he's only on the radio for an hour. Paul LaVoy.
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
Junior. She got me again. It's just kind of random when that comes in. His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Anyway, welcome to the show, everybody. It is Speak Out for Wednesday, May 10th, 2023. And we have Carrie Singer back in the studio. Yay!
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
I mean, it's nice having Lisa on.
It's actually rare
having Lisa on.
It's probably your last time.
It might be. I think she told me it wouldn't be.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. I can't say that because I'm not sure up here, you know, there's so many interviews. I'm not sure if she said that or not. But anyway, it's always good to have you on. And Carrie is the investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. We'll have Brandon Hill on towards the bottom of the hour or just after the bottom of the hour. He's with SunPower by Esme Electric, and we'll find out. I believe it's Brandon coming in. There's a couple of options there. So Brandon will probably see us towards the bottom of the hour. Brandon, if you're driving around, make a U-turn if you're going towards Parker or whatever, and you're gonna be on the program today. So I told you I'd tell you about this, Carrie, and I'm gonna tell everybody else at the same time. It's from the Postal Service, the National Association of Letter Carriers. I'm not sure if they can get the font any smaller on this logo.
Yeah, that's tiny.
But fill a bag, help feed families, bag healthy, non-perishable food items, and place by your mailbox for your letter carrier to pick up and deliver to food banks and pantries in your community. So it's the Postal Food Drive, the annual one. It's this Saturday, by the way. So it's the second Saturday in May every year. It's called the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. And you can just, take whatever's in your pantry that, you know what, that's been in there for a while maybe, but it's non-perishable. And I'm not going to use it, or I'll just go buy another can of whatever. Mine's cream corn. Somehow cream corn ends up in my pantry, and I like cream corn, but I'm not crazy about it. It's kind of an inside joke with my mom. So anyway, I would definitely put that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how the gang mailboxes work, like at your condos and apartments and that, but I'm sure you can just take a bag of food and put it out there.
Also, a heads up when you're donating to food drives. Donate non-perishable items that do not require other ingredients.
Oh.
So some people will like want to donate Kraft mac and cheese, but it requires milk and butter.
Oh, good call.
So donate something like Velveeta that has all the ingredients in the box.
Where did you acquire that information?
Probably social media.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, pasta is a big item for donations. Rice is a big item for food donations, and they're always asking for peanut butter.
Yes.
That's another one.
Nutritious, high calorie, lasts a long time.
Jam or jelly, I would think, would be good.
Yeah.
Not so much bread, I don't think, but you can get that stuff at the food bank if you are in need. So, and by the way, all donations stay in this community here in either Lake Havasu City, Bullhead City, or Kingman, wherever you're donating. So that's this Saturday. We've been promoting it pretty heavily on all three stations. So go ahead and help stamp out hunger and put some non-perishable food out by your mailbox this Saturday.
Perfect,
that would,
yeah.
You know, help somebody in need. Why not?
They come and pick it up from you. That's even better.
Right. So right after Speak Out today on the sports station, the 12 o'clock pregame between the Diamondbacks and Marlins. D-backs lost last night, but they won on Monday. So this is the rubber game of the series. And before they move on to play the Giants tomorrow. So that's a noon pregame, 12:40 first pitch from Chase Field. It's the D-backs and the Marlins. And we have four tickets to Friday's game. And four tickets to Sunday's game against
awesome.
The Giants. So if you want to call me during the break, it's 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. It's about 20 rows up, lower level. You're about 10 feet behind or into the outfield by third base. You're so close, you'll scare the team off the field, all right? Take a family of four, or just take four or three of your buddies or three of your girlfriends, whatever. I love Chase Field. They actually have really good margaritas there.
Of course so they do.
I love watching games at Chase Field. And their beer prices are the cheapest in Major League Baseball. At least they were last year. You can get $4 beer there.
That's amazing.
Yeah, right.
You can't even get $4 beer most places here.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So, yeah, give me a call during either one of the three breaks, and we'll hook you up with either four tickets to Friday's game or four tickets for the Mother's Day game. They're supposed to have on-field. There's a package they're selling called On-the-Field Mother's Day Yoga.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have this group package. You have a meal at the ballpark. You get tickets, of course, to watch the game, and then they're going to have yoga mats on the field where moms can do yoga.
Yeah.
Like in the pregame.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
It's actually very cool.
I think a very specific type of mother is going to want to...
I don't know.
Work out and go to a baseball game for Mother's Day.
I'm hoping that there are fans out there.
Oh, of course. Of course. I'm saying just for the specific Diamondbacks fan.
But they say it's during the pregame. I hope that's not like during batting practice and they're aiming for those mats, right?
I would hope not.
All right. Anyway, in all seriousness, we do have Kerry Singer here in the studio. And you guys are busy right now planning the annual meeting and celebration of business.
Yes, it is coming up. It is Friday, June 16th. At London Bridge Resort. It'll start at 6 p.m. And our theme this year is Man of Mystery, Black Tie Affair. So, James Bond theme.
Nice.
Yeah. So, whatever dress, the attire is Black Tie Affair, Man of Mystery, but dress however you feel, whichever James Bond you relate most to. We do have some sponsorship opportunities available for this event. We have the Diamonds Are Forever presenting sponsor for $3,500. We have the Goldfinger sponsor for $1,750. We have the Dr. No sponsor at $1,000. The Spy Who Loved Me sponsor at $500. And the Skyfall Award sponsor at $250. For more information about what those include, visit HavasuChamber.com. And go to the events page, and you'll see the link for sponsorships.
What was the title sponsor? Is that what
Diamonds
you call it?
Diamonds Are Forever presenting sponsor.
Oh, interesting. And how much was that?
$3,500.
Not bad for such a large event.
We expect up to 200. Yeah, we're projecting 200 people. So.
That's actually a really good rate for such a large event.
It is.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yep, go to our website or contact Lisa at lisa.k@havasuchamber.com if you're interested in sponsoring. And then for everyone and anyone, if you would like to nominate a deserving chamber member or community leader for one of our business awards, please go to our website at havasuchamber.com and go to news and events and then annual celebration award nomination. And we are giving away 10 awards.
Go ahead.
We have the Community Enhancement Award, which is a recognition of the development or improvement of real property in the Lake Havasu City area. Before and after photos should be attached and included with your nomination. And then we have the Chamber Volunteer of the Year. This person would be a chamber member who has provided amazing volunteer service to the chamber over the last year. We have Citizen of the Year. This prestigious award is for an individual that has made an outstanding contribution to the Lake Havasu community in service and or leadership. The awardee will be honored as well as the Grand Marshal of the London Bridge Days Parade in October. Do you have any nominations for that, Citizen of the Year?
I do not.
No?
I don't want to say it out loud. There's a few people that come to mind. Mm-hmm. My first question was, do you have any ideas when it comes to Volunteer of the Year?
Yeah, we have ideas. I mean, we see who shows up, you know, day in and day out and always responds to our call for volunteers needed.
Is that volunteers for the chamber or mm-hmm. volunteers in the community or both?
It's a chamber member who has provided amazing volunteer service to the chamber over
gotcha.
The last year.
Okay.
So your Citizen of the Year would be the person maybe in the community who's volunteered everywhere most often.
Well, I definitely have an idea for that one then, for the volunteer. Definitely have an idea in my head, especially right now.
Perfect. We'll definitely go on there and fill that out. And then we have the Pinnacle Award, which recognizes a chamber member business that has been an outstanding support and assistance to the chamber organization over the last year. And we have the Elevating Havasu Award, which is a Lake Havasu area volunteer organization or business that has elevated the business community morale, business community development during the past year. It does not require, they do not have to be a chamber member to receive this award.
What was that, elevating?
So it's a Lake Havasu, either it's a volunteer, an organization, or a business that has done a lot for the chamber or for the business community, morale, development over the past year. They don't have to be a chamber member. So just somebody who's really maybe injected energy or networking or just something in the business community that wasn't there last year.
Now let's talk about that business of the year. We actually have that award sitting in our lobby. I don't know if you noticed that in the green room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a green room because it has a green light, by the way, the green light for veterans.
Oh, yes.
That shines day and night. So it'd be interesting if there was a business of the year nominee or winner that was not actually from Havasu, because you have businesses in the chamber that are members that aren't from Havasu, correct? It's the Havasu area.
Mm-hmm. We do have chamber members who are not in Havasu.
Right.
We have a new platinum member, which is our highest level of membership in our chairman circle, and they are actually based out of Parker, Environmental Waste Solutions.
It's who?
Environmental Waste Solutions.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they're based out of Parker. So.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, I think we talked about that before the show. Maybe next month we'll talk about new chamber members. I think that would be a nice little bonus for mm-hmm. this segment and give some other businesses incentive to get their name out on the radio, right?
Absolutely, yeah. That'd be great.
Right, absolutely. What's the timeline for these nominations?
So the last day to nominate someone is noon on Wednesday, May 24th. So, and it is not, I would say it takes 5 to 10 minutes to nominate someone, but you do kind of have to have documentation. So you either need to provide an anecdote of why you're nominating them, photos or examples of the work they've done, but you do have to explain why you're nominating them. So it is, 10 to 15 minutes more is probably more accurate.
So there's 75 words or less. Tell us why they deserve this award.
Right. You can't just put a name and an address and say, explain why you think they deserve that award.
Folks, May 24th is only 2 weeks away. It's May 10th now. It's exactly two mm-hmm. weeks away.
Yes, HavasuChamber.com, news and events, and then click on the nomination link.
Okay, perfect. HavasuChamber.com, then the news and events tab.
Yes.
Right? All right, perfect. Let's go ahead and take a break. I know you didn't ask for country or anything, but I just heard this song on KJJJ Nash 102.3, our sister station. Mm-hmm. And I love this song. It's by Blake Shelton, mm-hmm. right? Boys Around Here?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a short break. If you want those D-backs tickets, again, we have tickets for Friday or Sunday, Mother's Day. They are four packs, so you have four tickets. And it's 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. We'll be back with more. Carrie Singer is here, investment and membership manager for the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that shit. And your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here.
All right, I'm going to duck out of this one early because we know what's coming up, right? This is the original version. That's right. So I'm going to bring that down real quick and then bring it back up. As we mentioned, that Speak Out is brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, GDK LLC, Springberg Wealth Management, Patio Paradise, Les Olson IT. You can find them online at lesolson.com/Kingman. And by, you know this place, The Chair, right? Havasu style dining, great music, live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere overlooking the London Bridge. It's The Chair. And don't forget, our archives are at kntrtalk.com. It's almost like a new and improved website. It comes up fast, and it's a fast website now. And streaming live at kntrtalk.com. Also on the Lake Havasu City app, available at the Google Play and Apple iStore. And congratulations to Chris. He's taking his wife and some friends to the Mother's Day game against the Giants, D-backs and Giants, on Sunday. So congratulations, Chris, for getting those tickets. We now only have the Friday tickets available. And you wanted to talk about the mixer next week, and there were other nominations, other awards.
Yeah, so we have a mixer coming up. It's on May 18th, Thursday. It's from 5 to 7. It's hosted by Mojave Mist and Spa and two AR Patriots. And it's going to be at 41 Mulberry Ave, which is the Mojave Mist and Spa location. Mudshark is providing beer, and then there will also be a band and a food truck.
Nice.
So it's going to be a fun time. And, of course, they will have their misters out. So, yes, it'll be outdoors, but it'll be cooled by Mojave Mist and Spa. So do not worry there.
Yeah, no doubt. If you're going to have a mixer this time of year,
right,
and it's going to be probably in the 90s by sunset or close to 90,
yeah,
you definitely want to have it at Mojave Mist and Spa.
Right, yeah. They're definitely the ones
to be
hosting outdoors.
Good job on that.
Yeah. We think things through sometimes.
No doubt.
Yeah, and then our annual directory is coming up. So if you are a chamber member, make sure everything is correct in your chamber listing on our website. Those will be distributed through the Today's News Herald, and they'll be coming out in July. So look out for those. And then back to our nominations, our nomination forms. Please go to havasuchamber.com and fill that out. We have five more awards to talk about. We have the Whelan Leadership Award, and this is for a graduate of the Havasu Leadership Program. And it's from any year that has successfully utilized the training and skills from the program. Then we have the Rising Star Award, sponsored by the BBB, and that is an emerging leader that exemplifies service, integrity, and excellence in their vocation and in the community. There's no age restriction, and chamber membership is not required. We have the Bridge to Business Award, a member, supporter, or volunteer from the local education community active with the Chamber of Commerce who works to bridge the gaps between business and education. We have the Ethics in Business Award, which is sponsored by Lake Havasu City Rotary Club. It's a chamber member business that illustrates a commitment to business ethics and exemplifies honesty and integrity and participates with corporate or community philanthropy efforts.
Nice job. That's almost like a... You're almost
like, how many big words can we put right next to each other?
It's almost like you're reading a job requirement, right? Like for an employee.
Job description.
A job description. Thank you. Yes.
And then finally, we have the Spirit of Hospitality Award. Hospitality drives the local economy. The recipient of this award is an individual working to enhance visitor expectations who provide excellent customer service that results in vacation memories, return visits to the Lake Havasu area.
What interesting. I want to get back to the Leadership Award. Mm-hmm. Is that somebody that's currently in leadership, or you said it covers all leadership classes?
Yeah, so it's someone who's graduated from our leadership program at any point, from our most recent graduates to our very first graduate class. And so anyone who is continuing to use those skills that they learned in that leadership class and have turned that into a leadership position and is doing good things in their whatever their position
very
is
interesting
in the community.
When is the when are the awards? When is the big gala?
It is on June 6th at 6 p.m.
Oh, D-Day.
I mean,
okay.
June 16th. June 16th.
Got it.
Friday. It's a Friday. It's at 6 p.m. at London Bridge Resort, and the theme is Man of Mystery, Black Tie Affair.
Right.
So
you're going to have a lot of people in tuxedos and pseudo weapons, possibly.
Pseudo. Emphasis on the pseudo.
That's why I said pseudo. Absolutely right.
Please.
There are going to be some sharp-dressed men out there, right?
Yep, sharp-dressed men, and hopefully...
What would you suggest the women wear?
When I think of the women in
James Bond
movies,
yes.
I think of, like... For some reason, I think of, like, satin silk dresses, like floor-length satin or silk.
Good call.
But also, like, deep colors. You know, darker, deep colors. Like, not, no pastels, I would say.
Yeah.
Just my interpretation. Yeah, that's what I think. Or something that's, like, very...
slinky.
Yeah, slinky is the right word. Yeah. Slinky, yeah. They're not, like... like knee length and below, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Sure. That's what I think.
Go back into your catalog of 60s attire for women, like formal attire.
Right, yeah.
See what they were wearing.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Well, doesn't, I mean, there's modern James Bond movies, too.
Right, right. Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, very good. I always think, when I think James Bond, I always think of the Sean Connery era.
Oh, yeah. No, so we're talking, I mean, this encompasses all James Bond movies. So you can go back to the 60s. You can go to 5 years ago, 2 years ago, whenever the most recent one was. So,
well, at least
whatever era you identify James Bond with, just for that.
At least it's not Get Smart, right?
Yeah.
I think that just flew over your head. It's kind of the same thing. It was a comedy about spies.
Oh, okay. It was like a parody movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it wasn't a movie. It was a TV series.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, anyway, great to have you on.
Yes, thanks for having me, Paul.
Anything else you want to get out there or repeat for everybody, since we won't see it for a month?
Right. Go buy tickets on our website to our annual meeting and celebration of business, and we will see you May 18th at our mixer at Mojave Mist and Spa.
Awesome. Man, you talk almost as fast as your predecessor.
I'm from a large family. You got to talk fast and talk loud.
You got to get it in there when you can, right?
Right.
All right. Again, it's 928-855-4115 if you have any questions, and Carrie will field those personally.
Yes.
Right?
I answer the phones all day. That's my job.
Beautiful. Carrie Singer, our guest, investment membership manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Coming back with Brandon Hill after the break. Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul. Have a good weekend.
Good job. You too. Back with more in a moment. We still have 4 tickets to give away to Friday's Diamondbacks game, the Diamondbacks and the Giants. Give us a call, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. We'll be right back. That's some cruising music right there, Brandon.
Yes, it is.
You think?
I think so. But.
So my theory is that you heard us on the radio, you were on the south side, and you immediately made a U-turn or what?
I was at my office, man. Lost track of time. I was like, oh, crap.
Oh, I do that all the time. And the funny thing is the restroom's not in the offices. You have to go down the hall.
Oh, yeah.
You lose track of time. It's like, oh, top of the hour.
Yeah. Then I forgot, heck, I almost ran out of gas. I was supposed to go to the gas station first. I'm sitting
there.
I'm like, well.
Is your fuel light on?
Oh, God, yeah, it was. I never let it go on
either.
It was on. I was like, oh, man.
I never let it go
on. That's my fingers, knock on wood.
They say that's hard on a fuel filter when you let the fuel light come on like that.
I usually Because
you're coming
never.
Out of the bottom of the tank with
yeah,
the sediment.
I try not under a half
right.
tank, but
I got you.
Yeah, lost track of it.
All right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Arizona Financial Credit Union, also Mojave Community College. SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, the Lewis team, Remax by the Lake with team leader Bobby Lewis and Julie Lewis. I just heard from Julie this morning and just wanted me to remind everybody that the Real Estate Power Hour, boom, is next Wednesday, not today. So next Wednesday we'll have Bobby and Chad on the show, possibly Julie as well. Also by Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. Also featuring those Havasu famous self-service doggy washes and Salmon's Air Conditioning servicing the tri-state area for over 52 years. Ask about Salmon's superior maintenance plan. Don't forget to shop local, spend local, eat local, and play local. And I don't know, I'm good with just turning up the Florida Georgia Line, if you don't mind, man.
Go ahead.
You like my polo, I like your polo.
Yeah.
That's a cool one. I haven't seen that one yet.
I usually wear it on Fridays in my red shirt, but happened to see it clean there, so I was like, well, why not?
Brandon Hill is here from SunPower by Esme Electric, and all I have to do is look at his shirt and know which company he's from. And he likes mine because I'm wearing the crucial Catch Intercept Cancer polo from the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
My team, your team.
My team, yeah.
Arizona's team.
I'm boring here.
Even next year, they'll still be our team. Right?
Yeah, well.
It might be a rough one.
You know what? You're hoping you are. And so hopefully the Texans are too. That way we can get that first and second pick next year in the draft.
I always like it though, Brandon, when there's no expectation. You know, because then every time they win, it's a bonus. And you're like, well, nobody expected us to win 5 games or nobody expected us to win 8 games.
Yeah.
You know, if they're in the wild card hunt, who knows, you know? Nobody expect, when they don't expect it, you're like, yeah, that's kind of a bonus this year.
Yeah, I'm not expecting much this
year. Kind of like being a Jets fan, right?
I don't know. Jets are looking a lot better than the Cardinals.
On paper.
Yeah, I'll take paper anytime.
You never know with Aaron Rodgers. He might drop some ayahuasca and try to play a game, so you never know.
Hey, we got that new coach. Let's see what he has to offer. So
anyway, SunPower by Esme Electric. Any questions, call 928-855-7375. One of these days I'll memorize that number without going to Google.
I still Google it.
You do?
No.
That's hilarious. Yeah. So you guys are locally owned and operated.
Yes. Greg's been here working as electrical contractor for over 43 years. I'm doing solar. Close to 16 years.
He's practically, he would be a pioneer, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
43 years?
Well, no, that's business. He's lived here longer than that.
Oh, he has?
He went to high school here, yeah.
Oh interesting.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Nice. So tell me about the tax credits. Is that changing again? What's going on, federal and state tax credits?
The federal tax credit they passed last year so we have 10 years they passed it for you get a 30% federal tax credit on the total cost of your solar job. That's financing or paying cash. And then you also get a $1,000 state tax credit. That's all residential there. And even commercial, you'd get 30% federal tax credit also. So you don't get the state, but you get the federal on commercial jobs out there.
$1,000 though.
$1,000 from the state, absolutely.
But
every penny helps.
But there's that fallacy being spread by other solar businesses out there that you automatically qualify for that tax credit, which is not true.
It is not true whatsoever, and the bad news is we're already hearing about it from customers that certain solar companies out there were promising the customer that they're going to get a federal tax credit back, and they're not. And there's already charges and stuff happening out
really?
There.
Really?
Yes.
You don't pay taxes, then there's no way to get a tax credit.
Well, you got a solar consultant promising something about taxes, which me personally, I do not do. There's no reason for it. That's why I pay a tax person to do my taxes, and I tell everybody, if you're looking to do solar, you always talk to your tax advisor. Get advice from them. Just make sure that you're going to get that federal tax credit, because you get a lot of people that are, you know, retired. They just don't pay. They're done. You're not paying taxes anymore. So you're not going to get money back from the federal government to go towards solar to do that. You got to make sure that you pay into it to get it back. And that's my number one thing. Talk to your tax advisors. Make sure you know exactly what you're going to get back so you know what the future is going to hold for you about going with solar.
It's safe to say you're not a tax advisor even on the radio.
No, absolutely not.
Right.
No.
Tell me about the warranty. I'm pretty much known as the best on the market when it comes to SunPower products.
SunPower has the best warranty. It's a 100% 25-year. You don't pay for labor. You don't pay for shipping. You don't pay for parts. You're covered 25 years. Anything malfunctions on your panels, your racking, your microinverters, you are covered 25 years. And you're backed by SunPower. You're backed by Greg Esme here in Lake Havasu City. And it's great to know that, because you can sit there and say you have the best warranty all in the world, but if somebody goes out of business, you want to know that you're still backed by the product, and that's SunPower, which backs the customer 100%.
I'm always curious about this, Brandon, because we always talk about the warranty and that. Have you ever seen a panel go bad?
Not a panel.
No?
Never seen a panel go bad. Maybe some rocks and dirt from a big old storm or, you know, microburst. But no, not a panel I haven't seen personally. What usually goes wrong is a microinverter
or inverters or something like that does goes wrong out here in the, you know, the desert heat, you know, it takes its toll on everything, but you want to make sure that you're covered.
Explain to the audience what a micro inverter does.
Micro inverter changes the power from DC to AC for you to use for your house. That's what makes the power for you to use your house, go through your house, and then go back through the grid and...
Because you're generating DC power.
Absolutely.
Like driving the old Volkswagens in the 60s, right?
I can't say. I don't know.
They were on DC. Okay, they had generators instead of alternators.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you. It was way before my time.
Yeah, the 6-volt DC, a lot of those. Yeah.
Huh.
So very, very
learn something new every day, I guess, huh?
Right. At least I'm pretty sure on that. I changed a few out for my brother, so he wasn't really mechanically inclined and had a 68 bug.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely, anything come to mechanics, no, not. No.
What about quotes in that? What when you guys generate a quote, that's all no charge?
Oh, yeah. We make it very simple for all our customers out there. Anybody that's interested in getting solar, if you're out of town, in town, we try to make it as easy as possible. We come out, we sit down with the customer, we go over, we let the customer know, hey, this is how it all works. We have different options from cash to finance to leasing the system, depending on what's going to best fit their needs. And that's mm-hmm. what we figure out, you know. Doesn't cost you any money, you know. Have a good talk, go over it. And the good thing about it is if you're just ever wondering, quit wondering, just give a call. Get all your ducks in a row. Find out about solar. Let me let you know, tell you how it all works out. And if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you're not going to hurt my feelings any. And you know about it. You don't have to wonder about solar anymore. You know you got your facts. You got your information. You know what it's going to cost. You know how many panels you need to run your whole house to not pay, because the goal is you do not want to pay Unisource anymore. Invest your money. Pay yourself. You know, so.
Right. And ironically, or coincidentally, I'm not sure which this is, but Unisource or Mojave Electric are the ones that help you get that turned on, correct, when you convert over to solar?
Yeah, so we do the paperwork for the customers. We have them sign all the paperwork through Mojave, APS, Unisource. That way we get all the paperwork, let them know that they're going solar, and it's all taken care of. It's a very easy process. It really is.
So if you have a question for Brandon, his name is Brandon Hill, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. You can follow along, or not really follow along, but find out more online at solarbysmay.com. I feel like we don't get the website out there enough.
Website's good. I don't know. I'm old-fashioned. I just rather just talk to somebody. Just give me a call. I'd rather talk to you over the phone. I can answer all the questions easier, better, and then you can always go online later and see how what kind of business and what we're about and stuff that way, too.
Right, so. Right. Do you still have truckload sale items?
Oh, yeah. We're a master dealer for SunPower, so it's what we sell. So SunPower gives us a better deal to where we can get better pricing for SunPower product out there for our customers.
So why Esme Electric? There's so many solar companies out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a lot of them are fly-by-night. That would be one reason for Esme Electric. But why Esme? Why choose Esme if you're in the market for solar?
You're backed 100% by a guy that's been here and has the best name around to make sure that you're taken care of 100%. And that's the thing. You just want that safe comfort, you know. Again, you got a lot of out-of-town companies out there that come and go door-knocking, promising the world when the facts aren't right. And a lot of times, if you read the small print on certain other things, it's not true what a lot of these companies are telling you. But there's, you know, don't get me wrong, there's other companies out there that are good, that are really straight up, that tell the truth and do everything that they need to do for the customer.
Does putting solar on your home make it any more difficult to sell later? Does it create any complications?
I haven't heard any complications. Now, people that don't want solar, they go, well, if somebody don't want solar, why would they buy my house? Well, if somebody don't want a swimming pool, why wouldn't they buy your house? You know,
it
comes with the part of the house, mm-hmm. and it is a selling point. And a lot of people, solar is today, it's tomorrow, it was yesterday. It's getting bigger, better. Everybody's going solar. Anybody that's ever had solar, at least through us, I can guarantee they'll get it again. I've had many customers. I have one customer out there that he has 4 different houses that he's bought over the years, and he's gotten solar on every single one of them, and he would not buy a house or get a house ever again without putting solar on it, because he knows his payback. He knows exactly the money that he saves.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the pool. My mom in Vegas is always griping about the electric bill and how much the pool contributes to that, running the pump.
Oh, yeah, especially summertime. Heck,
it would seem like that. Solar would be a great option if you have grandkids or kids that come over and use your pool, right, or friends that always want to use your pool. It seems like solar would be a great option to offset those costs.
Oh, absolutely. You know, running a pump, think about the summertime, you know, it's not like anywhere else where it's so hot here. You got to run that pool pump 8 to 12 hours a day, and that's just chugging along. It's another motor running.
Right.
So, and people out there, they got pool heaters, electric pool heaters. They want to heat their pool. They want to get a couple extra months in the beginning and after a year. We add extra solar to help offset all that to make sure, again, to not pay Unisource ever again. Pay yourself your money. Keep it in your own bank account.
How long have you been in the business?
Gosh, 9.5 years.
Has the technology changed a lot in that 9.5 years?
No, nothing to really write home about.
That's actually a good thing to a lot of people, because you don't want to buy something that's going to be obsolete in 5 years.
Exactly. Yeah, the panels have gotten bigger. You know, when I first started, I think it was a 300 watt panel. Now there's a 425. So, yes, but the panel's gotten bigger. You get a lot of people out there that go, you know what? What's going to happen in 10 years when the panels are smaller and it's this and that? And I go, well, that's 10 years you just threw away. You already paid for your system and already made money back. Especially with SunPower, when it's supposed to be, you know, in 25 years, this panel's still going to be at 92.8%. You know, so it's still doing its job. It doesn't matter if it comes obsolete, because it's still guaranteed, it's still warranted, it's still there, and it's still doing everything that it was supposed to be doing from day one.
It's not like adding gutters to your home either. You don't have to clean them, do you?
No, we guarantee our production. I tell people, do not clean them. If there's some good cleaning companies out there, you know.
Really?
There's a couple
specialized in solar panel cleaning?
Yeah, they just go out there, they clean them, but... Oh. I tell people, they're like, well, I'll just spray it with the hose. I go, not with Havasu water. Don't spray nothing with Havasu water. you know, just the calcium buildup and stuff like that. But some people have soft water. They rinse them down.
Or if you do, squeegee it off.
Yeah, squeegee it off.
Yeah.
But the little rain that we do get takes care of them. We guarantee our production for 25 years, so we tell people that all the time. I don't want to hear anybody get on the roof and falling off of it, front page of the newspaper.
I saw some panels on a school in Bullhead. And I thought, wow, they really needed cleaning, though. The birds had liked to roost there, I think.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
Does that become a problem at all?
Very rare.
Yeah?
Sometimes it seems like it would be too hot. Yeah, it is. It's winter time and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or sometimes once in a great while, they'll like to get underneath the panels, but then we can do bird stop and stuff like that for customers that have a bird issue.
Oh, you guys can do that?
Yeah, we can do stuff like that, chicken wire and all that, to make sure nothing gets underneath there.
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Is it chicken wire or chicken wire?
Chicken wire. is it a crick or creek?
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned master dealer earlier. You used that term. What does that mean exactly?
It's just over the years of being a SunPower dealer, there's stages of customer satisfaction and certain things that you have to go by to become a master dealer for SunPower. It's something that you can't just call in and go, you know what, I'm going to be a master dealer starting today. No, there's stages you have to be to being a dealer and then working your way up and going from there.
So I got
Rick's done all that. We've done it all. We have the customer satisfaction awards. We've done a lot.
Yeah, and you talked about the panels earlier. You were talking about 300, something over 400. Does size really matter when it comes to a panel?
Absolutely, and that's something that when we go to the customer's house, that's something we look at. Roof space alone will decipher on what size panel and what we're going to go with and price range and stuff like that, because everything's a different price.
Not just in area, I'm talking about in wattage as well, what it generates.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you got a 300-watt panel, a 350, a 400, or a 425. It's going to produce more power per square foot.
Does that make it heavier on the roof?
A little bit, but the racking that we use separates all that per square foot, and no worries whatsoever. We put them on modular homes, mobile homes.
Really?
It's just, yeah, certain ages. Now, anything usually below 80, they were built by one buy, so we cannot do that. So depending on the roof, but it's the weight is never an issue.
Probably don't want to put it on your wife's she shed.
Yeah, I've seen it. We've done it.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen some pretty tough she sheds out there.
That's funny. So tell me about the timeline. You go and you meet with the family or the husband and wife, I imagine you want to have the husband and the wife there. It's like a dual decision. You don't want to meet with one and not the other.
You know, it's whatever's best for the customer.
Really?
That's the thing, because some people, you can't meet up sometimes. And
yeah.
There's some one person, I have had wives that, hey, you make the decision. The husband goes, hey, this is your gig, you do it. Or, you know, but it's always good to have everybody there.
Tends to get a little technical for some people, but you make that meeting, you make that contact, you get the signature, you've got everything going through. What happens next? Is that when the Mojave Electric or the Unisource comes in, and then what's the timeline there for build out?
For actually to have it up and installed and running, we're about 30 to 60 days.
Really?
30 to 60 right now. We were 60 to 90. It fluctuates back and forth because we don't want to tell a customer something that we're not guaranteeing, and we want to make sure that.
Yeah.
I'd rather tell you 60 to 90 and have it done in 45 and say 60 and it done in 75. I don't want that phone call.
Right. So, you said it was going to be done.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely. So we back everything that we're going to say to the customer to make sure that we want that 10 out of 10 stars or whatever, saying that everything that we did was exactly what they expected.
Are you having any issues with hiring construction crews right now, or are these people in-house that work for you?
All in-house. No,
nice.
We don't have an issue. We have employees that's been there for a long time. Everything, we don't subcontract any work out, unless, of course, you know, if you got to trench a hole with a backhoe, we don't own a backhoe or something like
right.
that, or, you
right.
know, there's certain things. But, no, everything's in-house. Everything that we do is we don't subcontract any work.
That's a big plus.
Oh, God, yes.
The shortage of workers out there. To do that type of work.
Oh, yeah.
And that would mean that makes your guys specialists at what they do.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely, Greg. And that's what Greg wants. He wants it done right the first time. We don't want phone calls. Anything from roof penetrations to the install.
Right.
He wants to make sure everything's backed. We don't want the phone calls from a customer, an angry customer, or something that happened that was our fault. But if it was, and if we do, stuff happens, you know. Nobody's perfect. It's just not going to happen, but we do back everything that we say.
So how is business right now?
Oh, we're busy. We're doing good. Well, you know, it's solar. I'm sure everybody's busy for the most part. But, yeah, we're rocking and rolling.
Is there a busier time of year for you or for the solar business?
Used to be, but usually it's kind of slowed down. You'd think it'd be busier in the summer, but a lot of California people out here, they're buying up houses more. So summertime, we're back to be getting really busy. So,
really?
Yeah.
That's the busy time, though.
No, well, actually, the winter time is the busy time.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
it really is. But now it's really hard to say. You know, last year, couldn't even tell you. It was straight through just nonstop. Beginning of this year, it slowed down a little bit, interest rates and stuff like that, and they just went up again. But we got a good solar bank that we're working with. So,
man, your crew's working in the summertime. That gets a little hot. They must start early.
They start early and get off early. Yep.
Yeah, right.
So, absolutely. I know I wouldn't do it. If I had to, I probably would.
Right.
No, thank you. No, they rock it.
Tell me about the financing. Who does the financing on all this? Can you get your own, or do you guys finance in-house?
We do not in-house. It's a solar bank that we use out there. A lot of people do get their own financing, line of credit, stuff like that. Just sometimes it's easier for them. We go from there because they don't get a high rate. Maybe a lower interest
rate,
like that.
You want to put your phone number out there?
Yeah, give me a holler, 928-727-4198. Give me a holler. I'd be more than happy to answer any questions that you guys have about solar and at least give you a quote and go from there.
You owe me a business card, by the way.
You don't have a business card?
I don't have your business card in my pile.
40 of them.
You know I have my regulars in a pile, right?
I got one for you.
All right, perfect. And don't forget, it's Brandon Hill, SunPower by Esme Electric. The office is 855-7375.
Thanks,
and your number is?
928-727-4198.
Perfect.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for being on.
Oh, I love it.
Thought I'd play a song for when it hits 5 o'clock in your world, right?
Yeah. No, here we go.
A little Eric Church. All right. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. You're welcome.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
You You know what that means. Karate Man is up next after news and a short break. It's Sean Hannity. He's going to tell you all about his dojo, how he whipped Chuck Norris one day with one hand, and how he eats McDonald's to fuel his fire. That's right. Sean Hannity coming up after news and a short break. Sports physical vouchers are available May 19th at Havasu Community Health Foundation. You want to give them a call, 453-8190, to make for free sports physicals. And you must make an appointment at Havasu Primary Care and Pediatrics and present the voucher at the time of the appointment. Again, if you have questions, it's 928-505-1030. Also, there is the third annual flag ceremony for the burial of synthetic flags. That's May 20th. 9 a.m., 2130 Price Drive. That's across from Blonzy Steakhouse over there in Desert Hills. On tomorrow's show, we've got Brian DeVincenzi from Kingman Street Drags and Brian Springberg, Sound Advice, at the bottom of the hour. So we'll have a split show tomorrow. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.